New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
It's bowl season. The regular season is wrapped up. Conference championship games are in the books, and we are going to give you the Big 12 bowl game rankings going into bowl season. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we are grateful that you are spending a few minutes with us. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit that thumbs up on the video. It does help tremendously. And make sure if you're on that podcast, Apple, Spotify, drop that 5-star rating and leave us a review. So I will count down the bowl games from, I think I'll go best to worst, because the best one's going to be obvious, I would imagine, to many of you. So I'll go best to worst when it comes to ranking these Big 12 bowl games right out of the gates. And let's start at the top, where, yes, Arizona State against either Texas or Clemson is the number one bowl game in the Big 12 for very obvious reasons, including, of course, the fact that it is a college football playoff quarterfinal game. So that game to me is appealing for a ton of reasons. First off, if we get Arizona State-Clemson, that's pretty cool. Two-time national champs, one of the great coaches in the sport in Dabo Sweeney, against the young up-and-comer in Kenny Dillingham, trying to make his mark. That will be a tough game for Arizona State because it will be right in Clemson's backyard. And I've already heard some concerns from Arizona State fans that their fellow fans are not going to travel. If you guys aren't traveling for this one, I don't know how to help you. You have to show up en masse in Atlanta at that Peach Bowl coming up later this month. And then if Arizona State instead gets Texas, we get old Big 12 and we get new Big 12. What is there not to like about that potential matchup? Sign me up, baby. Old Big 12, new Big 12. That has potential written all over it. Oh my gosh, how good would that feel? A part of me is like, I wouldn't want Arizona State to play Texas because if they lose, it's going to really sting. If they get blown out, it's really going to sting. But holy cow, if they win, I don't even want to tell you how good that's going to feel. That's going to feel better than things I don't want to say on the show because it's a family-friendly program. But that's how damn good it's going to feel. If Arizona State gets Texas in that quarterfinal, they probably would be a 10-point dog, if not more, maybe 14 points as an underdog. And if they were to win the game, oh, that would feel good. It would feel better than the TCU-Michigan game, which is the only game I've seen the Big 12 or anybody has seen the Big 12 win in a college football playoff. Oh, that would be fantastic. Could you imagine beating those little dopey Shorthorns? I'd have to break it out. Do I still have it? I don't know if I still have my horns down sign somewhere around here, but I'd have to break it out if they end up getting Texas in that quarterfinal game. So that's by far the best game in the Big 12 bowl season. Second best game, count them down. There's eight games because nine teams were bowl eligible, but two Big 12 teams are playing each other. Baylor LSU is number two. You know, that's a game that obviously pits, and you love it because it pits Dave Aranda against his former program. That's always an interesting storyline. Beating Brian Kelly, beating LSU, that would feel really good. Beating an SEC team would feel fantastic. And Baylor can do it. They're playing some of the best football, not just the Big 12, but the country. I mean, LSU basically lost to every good team it played. They lost to, well, USC was not a very good team in hindsight, but they lost to A&M, Alabama, and Florida. And even Florida's hit or miss. Their best win is Ole Miss, and that's a good win. Not an amazing win, but that's a good win. But the rest of their wins are pretty mediocre. So Baylor can hang in this game. Baylor can win this game. And anytime it's Big 12 SEC, I'm all in. The Texas Bowl usually gets us, really always gets us, Big 12 SEC. And, man, I would have loved A&M in this game, but the Aggies are cowards. I firmly believe the Aggies make sure they don't play a Big 12 team from the state of Texas in a bowl game. There's no doubt in my mind they tell the SEC, do not put us in a bowl game in the state of Texas against a Big 12 team from Texas. Do not do it because they're cowards. But if you can't get A&M, LSU is not a bad bet, and it will be a great challenge for Dave Aranda and that program, and it will be a lot of fun as well, and I think Baylor can win that game. So that's the second best game because of the Big 12 SEC ties. Meantime, number three on the list, Iowa State-Miami is number three on that list in the old Pop-Tarts Bowl. So Iowa State will have now been to that bowl game. It used to be the Camping World Bowl three times in the last six seasons. I would love to get the feel from Iowa State fans on how juiced you guys are to go back to Orlando. It's a weird spot for you because you haven't been good enough to win the Big 12 and get to one of those bowl games, but you've been right in that 7-8-9 win range, which the Camping World, now Pop-Tarts Bowl, people love. So you've been there now three times in the last 6 years. Maybe some of you are over it, but it's Orlando. You're in Iowa in December. Pretty good trade-off. Why not do it, right? But this is really an interesting game because Miami was bound for the college football playoff until they totally crapped out their last couple of weeks. They lost two or three to wrap up the season. And it's a Miami team that's top 10 talent in the country. So you're going to go up against a team that is, I mean, you know, all set and has the talent to be one of the best teams in the entire country, could have been in the college football playoff. And it's one of those things that, you know, I think that is going to be exciting, especially with Miami quarterback Cam Ward expected to play in that bowl game. And I feel like we're seeing a trend here where more guys are playing in bowl games this year, partially probably because they're being paid to play in these bowl games. But either way, it's good for the sport when these bowl games are getting played in by the big stars. And Cam Ward playing in that Pop-Tarts Bowl against Iowa State is going to be a lot of fun. Problem for Iowa State is they don't win the game. They haven't won either of those two games. In fact, I'd have to pull it up. I mean, you guys probably have it in front of you. I know they lost the first one to Notre Dame, and then the most recent one they lost to Clemson, I believe it was. So now it's time for them to go win this Pop-Tarts Bowl because they really haven't been close in their last two games there. The Clemson game was kind of close. The Notre Dame game was a total blowout. Now, the fourth best game for the Big 12 in the bowl season, BYU-Colorado. Some of you might have put this higher, but here's my reasoning for having this at number four. I love it because it's two of the teams that tied for first place in the Big 12 that never played each other. But I hate the fact that we cannot get Colorado and BYU to play an SEC or a Big Ten team to show their stuff and strut their stuff against another conference, against a supposed, air quotes, premier conference. I would have liked to have seen that. This is unfortunate for the Big 12, and I believe it's going to be like this next year too, where the Alamo Bowl is going to be two teams from the Big 12, but it'll be a former Pac-12 team and then a, you know, former Big 12 team. Basically, a team that was not in the Big 12 before this season against a team that was in the Big 12 before this season. But unfortunately, what it means that you've got two of your preeminent programs right now not playing somebody else. They're playing each other. So it's a fun game. It's a cool game. It's just weird to me that it's a conference game, but it's how the contract had to be set up with the Alamo Bowl to finish this thing out. So it'll be great, but I admit there's going to be a little bit of a lackluster kind of approach to it because it's a conference game. And I would have loved to have seen, like, Colorado take on, oh, gosh, I don't know, out of the S. I mean, A&M, Colorado A&M would have been a great bowl game. And then, you know, if you did something like BYU and Iowa, I mean, that probably would have been a 6-3 game, but it would have been fun. So that loses a little bit of luster because of that way the Alamo Bowl is structured for the next couple of seasons. At number five, when it comes to bowl games in the Big 12, Texas Tech, Arkansas. Listen, it's a Big 12 SEC game. That always matters. Of course, that's in the Liberty Bowl. And Arkansas, listen, Arkansas is a team that lost to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State didn't win a Big 12 game, but Arkansas did beat Tennessee. So I don't know what to make of it. All I know is if you're Joey McGuire and you really want to get that momentum going into next season, you get to 9 wins, you're riding high going into the offseason, you got solid recruits coming in, you got a bunch of momentum, you just beat an SEC team, an old Southwest Conference matchup, and you could not ask for a better next 8 months if you're Joey McGuire and you pull off a win in this game. It's got the potential to be a ton of fun, and I am totally here for it. What I said on Sunday, if you missed the show, and that's why I hope you are subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode, whether that's on YouTube or the podcast, because not all of our content can make it to the radio show, unfortunately. But it seems like every Liberty Bowl, it's like 35 degrees and cloudy with chances of rain. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's never sunny when I'm watching Liberty Bowl in Memphis, and I don't know why. So that potentially can be, of course, a downside. But you hear from people who have made that trip, they like it. Beale Street can be fun. Usually is fun. It's not Nashville, but it's fun. And you can have a good time. If you haven't done the trip, if you're a Tech fan, it's well worth your time. And then, of course, you get the Big 12 SEC matchup, which always has some appeal to it. And, you know, sticking it to an SEC team, let's see Arkansas go 0-2 against the Big 12 this year.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After they go 3-5 in the SEC, that would be fantastic. That game is number 5 on my list. Number 6 on my list, West Virginia taking on Memphis. Listen, Memphis is a top 25 team. So, like, West Virginia, we know Neil Brown's fired. They're playing in this Frisco Bowl. It's one of the first bowls coming up next week. But still, if you're one of these players for West Virginia, if nothing else, you want to end your season on a high note. You want to impress before you maybe hit the transfer portal. You want to impress for the incoming head coach, whoever that might end up being. So all of these things factor into the equation. And then also, just like we talk about the Big 12 getting in some licks against the SEC and the Big 10, it's the same thing for the AAC schools and the Group of Five schools. You don't want to lose if you're a Big 12 team to an AAC team. You just don't. And you know, the Big 12's got to protect its turf here. So if nothing else, I hope, not that I think the players are largely motivated by that, but at the same time, for a Big 12 conference that is always saying, we're being overlooked, we've got the chip on our shoulder, the AAC team is going to come in and feel the same way. They are. So it's important to remember that when you're a Big 12 fan, if you're a West Virginia fan. Do I think there's going to be a great showing at the Frisco Bowl from Mountaineers fans? Probably not. I mean, unless you got family in the Dallas area and you're stuck there for Christmas and you're trying to get away from your Aunt Susan, who just won't shut up and is annoying as could be. Probably Aunt Karen's a better name for her. You get the point. I'm going to the Frisco Bowl. Tickets are $5. See you guys later. Like, unless that's you, it's probably going to be dead there at the Frisco Bowl. But hey, if it gets you away from Aunt Karen, why not? Although I'm seeing here that on the secondary market, tickets are, it says, as low as $50. There's no way people are paying $50 to go to the Frisco Bowl. I'm sorry. There is no way. Not a chance. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. I don't see that happening. But that might be scalpers trying to squeeze some people early. That's what I see going on there. So that is the 6th best bowl game in the Big 12 this season. 7th best bowl game. There are 8 bowl games involving Big 12 teams. 9 teams got bids, but there are, of course, one game that features 2 Big 12 teams. That's BYU and Colorado in the Alamo Bowl, so there's 8 games. The 2nd to worst game in the Big 12 this bowl season is Kansas State and Rutgers. Now you might say, but it's Big 12, Big 10. It's Rutgers. Okay, they went 7-5 overall. They went 4-5 in the Big Ten. They don't have any knock-your-socks-off win. They beat Michigan State, Maryland, Minnesota, Washington. They beat Virginia Tech. They lost to Nebraska, Wisconsin, UCLA, USC, Illinois. K-State should win and win this game big. And I don't know if K-State fans are like, you know what, screw it, we're going to go to the Guaranteed Rate Bowl because it's in Phoenix, it's warm, maybe you got family in Arizona, it's going to be fun, it's Chase Field. Although I feel like K-State was just in this bowl game here in the last couple of years. All these bowl seasons kind of weave into each other because there's always so much going on, right? It's the holidays, you're traveling, family, kids, the whole thing. But I do feel like they were in this bowl game. I seem to remember Alex Delton playing in this bowl game for K-State a few years back. Some K-State fan can confirm that either way for me, but there's no juice for this thing. There isn't. And I just hope K-State doesn't take them lightly because it would be a bad loss if they lost this game. All right. So that's the 2nd to last game. And then the worst game when it comes to the Big 12 bowl season is TCU and Louisiana. And they are playing in the New Mexico Bowl. You heard that right. They are playing in the New Mexico Bowl. I don't know what TCU did to end up in this bowl game. There's a belief, there was a rumor that they turned down the Liberty Bowl. TCU has denied that. I don't know how they ended up out there in New Mexico. No one seems to know. I saw some reporting from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and it was sketchy at best trying to explain this thing. But man, that is a dud of a bowl game. I'm going to call it the Breaking Bad Bowl. Because outside of maybe seeing somewhere Breaking Bad was filmed, why would you go to this thing? I've heard it's a beautiful part of the country. You get to northern New Mexico. You actually get some good skiing up there if you want to get up that way. I don't know a ton about it. I think I might have driven through New Mexico once. No, I actually haven't. I've never stepped foot in the state of New Mexico. And I've probably been in, I don't know, at least half the states in the country, at least passing through, at least 25, maybe 30, but never been in New Mexico. Not knocking it. Not knocking if you're a New Mexico native. I'm just saying I haven't been there, and let's be honest, it's not a very desirable bowl, not because of location. That's part of it, maybe, but largely because of who you got to play, right? What's the juice behind that? So it's a tough spot, but the reality is how these bowls are done is that the bowls get to pick who they want. The bowls get to say, hey, this is who we want coming to our city, coming to our stadium. And TCU is a smaller school compared to some of the bigger state schools. It's a private school, not as big of an alumni base, maybe less likely to travel. So, you know, if you can pick Texas Tech or TCU, if you're the Liberty Bowl, you're probably going to pick Tech. There was a logjam of 8-win teams in the Big 12, so somebody had to get screwed, and it looks like it was TCU. Dustin says on Facebook Live, Pete, maybe we'll hear you live from New Mexico. I do want to get out there. I mean, it's like on the bucket list. I'm not saying it's high up the bucket list. It's not, but it's on the bucket list. I have a very vivid memory of watching Breaking Bad when our second daughter was born. She's now 3.5. My wife and I binged it probably 3 years ago, and what a great show. I mean, it's a top three show, I would say, for me. All time, Breaking Bad, got to put Sopranos in there. I might put Yellowstone in there. It's getting a little weak with the way things played out this season. I won't tell you what happened. I'm not going to be a spoiler. But definitely Breaking Bad, Sopranos, right up there, 1-2. Ozark is right up there as well. Jason Bateman, fantastic. I know many of you probably watched that. Those are the 3-4 that are coming to mind for me. So I'd be curious to go out there and see it, but I'm sorry, I'm not going out there just for that. I've got to like be in Albuquerque for something before I just go out there and say, I'm going to check out hotspots where Breaking Bad was filmed. Oh, this is where Jesse, you know, was cooking up his meth. Okay, cool, but I've got to be there for some other reason. And I don't know if a bowl game between TCU and Louisiana is going to be it. When I've got, you know, 3 kids at home, 6 and under. Hey, honey, road trip time from Kansas City. We're going to Albuquerque. Okay, some of you are saying Santa Fe is must visit if you go to New Mexico. I've heard that is absolutely true. I used to live in Woodward, Oklahoma, in the northwest part of the state. And I know a lot of people went skiing out in northern New Mexico. I don't know where exactly. I'm not a big skier. I haven't done it in probably 20 plus years. I mean, now we're going down my history here. I mean, I hope you guys don't just turn me off all of a sudden, but I don't think I've skied in 20 plus years. So I'm not a big skier, but I know that people in western Oklahoma would drive out to northern New Mexico to go skiing. I don't know if it's good skiing. I don't know how it compares to Colorado, but it's certainly better than the skiing in Oklahoma is, which is obviously non-existent. Oh, man. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you guys for being here, as always, as a part of the show. So I'm going to spend a few minutes on Scott Frost, head coach at UCF. Of course, he's coming back. And I love the hire. And I want to see it work. It doesn't mean that it will. Scott Frost spent, of course, the most recent season. He was with the LA Rams. And I'm sure he learned plenty from Sean McVay. And I hope he feels like a new guy. But Scott Frost, the way he crashed and burned at Nebraska, I know he had a bunch of close losses. But man, and I know no one's really turned around Nebraska since Bo Pelini got blown out. I get that too. But while I want it to work, and I'm hopeful it will work, and I'm hopeful that he knows what he needs from an NIL perspective, facilities perspective. He's got some promises there. There are rumors that the promises he was given at Nebraska never came through, never came to fruition. I don't know if that's true or not, but sometimes the sequel doesn't work. Sometimes the sequel is a flop. And I'm not suggesting it's going to be. But oftentimes when the storyline happens in college football that seems too good to be true, it oftentimes is too good to be true. Not always the case. Not always the case. But unfortunately, when you see, and this might be a bad year to use this example, but how many times do we see guys hire like their guy, right? They bring in the guy who, you know, everybody knows, the hometown kid. Think Scott Frost in Lincoln, Nebraska. Everything is perfectly lined up. And it doesn't work out. Kenny Dillingham is kind of an outlier in that sense. He's home. He's coaching his school that he played at, his alma mater, and that's fantastic. But it seems like more often than not, when you have the perfect storyline, it doesn't always work out for all parties involved. I don't want that to happen. I don't. And I'm glad that Scott Frost is back. I just hope that some of the rumors that you heard about him at Nebraska, which you can look up on your own time, I hope they weren't true. I hope he wasn't just getting away with a great amount of talent when he was at UCF and took over for Josh Heupel. Now, I know he went 6-7 his first year, and then, of course, he has the 13-0 season, and then he's out. Have we really seen this guy successfully build a program before? You can make the case that we haven't, right? So what does that mean? What is that going to lead to? In this NIL world, is he set up for that? Is there going to be a GM? I mean, I want it to work. It will be a great story. It will be good for the Big 12 if Scott Frost works and is a home run hire and returns UCF to national prominence and is a Big 12 contender year in, year out. But how much confidence do we have that he's going to be the guy that can really turn this thing around and give it the kick in the butt that it needs? Because I'll add this too. UCF's problem has not been talent. UCF has had plenty of talent on that roster under Gus Malzahn, who's been one of the best recruiters in the Big 12 over the last couple of seasons. Their roster has been stacked. So what is Scott Frost going to do differently? Who the heck's coaching defense? That's what I want to know, because nobody has for the last couple of years. Like, those are the questions that do need to be answered as we look ahead to where the Big 12 goes from here and where this team and program goes from here as well.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, I will wrap it up with a little tidbit here that came down earlier in the day, and it was a comment from the College Football Playoff Executive Director, Rich Clark. If you missed it, Rich Clark teased the possibility of expanding the playoff from 12 to 14 teams, a proposal that would start in 2026 if it makes sense to add two more teams to the field. Now, some people are thinking this is all about Alabama. Alabama got screwed. Alabama's got to get in. They're already complaining and trying to expand the playoff. I don't think that's what this is all about. I think partially what it is one, realizing that bowl games, or I should say conference championship games, are falling by the wayside. There was no juice. Now, some of the games were good. Getting rid of divisions was good for the sport. But in terms of the attendance, wasn't great. Look at the ticket prices. We talked about that last week. Wasn't all that impressive. So from those perspectives, it was not a good run this past weekend for any of the conference championship games. Do they expand and basically get rid of buys and go to a 1 versus 14, 2 versus 13, 3 versus 12 model and have 7 home games in the first round of the college football playoff? It makes sense, frankly. And also, as I said over the weekend, you've got to get more of these games on campus. These quarterfinal games being at bowl sites is a joke. I know they want to protect their bowl sites, but please, nobody cares. Nobody wants to go to the Peach Bowl for Arizona State. Let it be a home game, and I'm not even saying it has to be for Arizona State. If you want to get rid of buys for conference championships and just say, hey, we're going to stack it 1 through 14, best teams, that's how it's going to be, and the top 7 get home field advantage, I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. But this whole thing of appeasing the bowl games, I mean, I saw this the other day, and it was, if you're an SMU fan, the travel that you will have done this month is going to cost you potentially tens of thousands of dollars, all right? So SMU fans will have just gone to Charlotte for the ACC championship game. Then they will have to go to State College for a first round game. That's, of course, coming up if they want to go. And then, if they win that game, they'll have to travel to a quarterfinal game. And then if they win that, they'll have to go, of course, to a semifinal game. And then if they win that, they go to a national championship. Think about how expensive that's going to be for SMU fans. That is going to cost a fortune. And I saw hotel prices in State College, Pennsylvania, are going for like over a grand a night. I mean, that is just insane. So these games and the travel is getting tremendously expensive. Putting more of these at home will help the fan a little bit. And also, college football is meant to be played on campus. It's not meant to be played in sterile environments. So when the committee... Executive Director for the Playoff Committee, Rich Clark, said, hey, we're already looking at basically 12 to 14 teams. A lot of people knocked them, and they're like, oh, Alabama's complaining. No, I think it's a realization of where the future's going. I just thought it'd be 16. I think 16 is more likely and makes more sense than 14. They seem to like to slow roll this stuff for whatever reason, but I really think the next move that makes sense is going from 12 to 16. And if you want to do buys, that's fine, but then do the first two rounds on campus. And just do it like you had it. Semifinals, national championship can be at your bowl games that you rotate. But if you're like an SMU fan, and I can't use Arizona State as an example because they have the bye, but SMU has the worst travel of anybody if you stack it all up. ACC championship game, Charlotte, State College, and then potentially three more games that they get to a natty. We're talking easily, all that travel, $10,000 to $15,000. No doubt about it. I know some of you are making, Stan says, SMU fans will be fine, state school fans not so much. Well, I understand the narrative, my man, but I don't think it is that simple. I don't. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12. I would love to see you on our Heartland College Sports forums. Please do join us over there. A great way to interact with other Big 12 fans, see who's going to what bowl games, and maybe meet some friends as well along the way. Hit that thumbs up on this video. Please do subscribe to the channel. Those have slowed down a little bit, and I think it's because some of you think you're subscribed and you're not. So subscribe to the channel. And make sure you're with us here on YouTube, on the podcast, Apple and Spotify, because we will have a ton of content as we go through the bowl season and also get you set for, hey, Big 12 basketball is underway. And once we get into league play, we're going to be all over it at Heartland College Sports. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.